Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. As an extension from our gospel lesson this past Sunday, we see Jesus calling yet another disciple, this time a man named Levi. Now, we also know from other gospel accounts that this man named Levi goes by another name. Levi was one of the 12. Levi was a gospel writer, an evangelist. He also went by the name of Matthew. And so he was a tax collector before meeting Jesus, a man who often was despised by his own people. Matthew, or Levi, was a Jew that took money from Jews and gave it to Romans. And often those tax collectors would skim some extra off the top to make themselves rich. They were well taken care of, but they were despised by their own people. A lonely life that can be. And so Jesus sees him sitting there collecting taxes, and he says to him, "Follow me." He gives him that command. And Levi gives up the booth. He rises up. He walks away from it. And he follows Jesus. Later that night, presumably, they are gathered together for a feast to celebrate his new rabbi, to celebrate his freedom from the control of the Romans. But really, his only friends at this point are other tax collectors, other sinners. And so the Pharisees see this, and they grumble, and they complain. Jesus hears them rebuking. How is it that he eats and drinks with tax collectors and sinners? And when he hears it, he says to them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." When you are young, and if you are healthy, you do not need to go see the doctor as often as when you have aged and when you have health issues. The doctor needs to spend more time with those who have a more issued need, a more ready need, a need that must be cared for now. The same is true for sinners who have not repented. You, dear church, are sinners who have repented, who live a life of repentance. And because you live a life of repentance, our Lord still visits you. He still gives you his gifts. You are in his arms. And so Jesus came for those who needed to hear the message of repentance. He came for those who were lost, who need to be brought back into the fold. Had they continued living that life of sin without repentance, there would be no rejoicing over them, for they would have spent eternity in hell. And so Jesus calls these tax collectors and these sinners to himself. And I know our society likes to point to this and say, "See, Jesus ate with tax collectors and sinners," as though it's completely fine that they would stay in their sin. But that's not the truth, is it? No, Jesus calls them to repentance. Repent, turn from your sins, turn instead to the kingdom of my Father. Repent, believe, and receive the forgiveness of your sins. It is appropriate for you as a Christian to spend some time with people who are not yet saved, because that is how Christ's light shines through you. You see, Jesus desires for all to be saved. That's God's holy desire, and it should be our desire too. We could spend all of our time just talking to fellow brothers and sisters in the church, and you should absolutely spend time doing that. But you must also be salt. you must also be light. Let the light of Christ shine in you so that others may be brought to him, that God might be working through you. Yes, God desires that all might turn and live, but they must hear that message. They must hear the message that they are sinners, that they are stuck in their sin unless Christ has claimed them as his own, unless they hear about the Jesus who died for their sins, the Jesus who calls them not to continue living in their sins, but to turn from it, to follow him, and to live. St. Paul says this in our epistle lesson. This is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all. There are so many people out there that do not believe that Jesus Christ is the way to salvation. There are so many people out there who believe that they might even be Christians, even though they deny that God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, three distinct persons in one divine essence. Sometimes they even take the name of Christian when they deny that Jesus Christ is God. They are mistaken. They need you to show them the truth, to show them the way. Jesus Christ died for all people, but only those who confess him, who believe in him, will be saved. So, dear church, we have work to do. We are to pray for others. We are to speak with others. We are to pray also for our governing authorities. Whether you like the man or not, God has called us to pray for him. St. Paul writes, I exhort first of all that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority. Our prayer is not that their evil ways may continue. Our prayer is that we may be given peaceable lives, that we might live out our days quietly in all goodness and reverence. Our prayer for our authorities is that when they go off of God's path, they are called to repent for it, they are called to turn from it, they actually do ask for God's forgiveness, and they lead a new life. A life not for themselves, not for the fallen world, not for the devil, but for Jesus. That they devote themselves to his word, that they devote themselves to his ways. That is our prayer. So we pray. Whether we like a person or not, we pray because they need us to pray, because they need to know Jesus. Even the ones who call themselves Christians oftentimes are not. They need Jesus, just as we need Jesus. Jesus desires all men to be saved, and he has put you exactly where you are to be that light, to be that salt. Just this last weekend on Saturday, our family was at the Explore Waterford event, Celebrate Waterford. And as I like to do when I'm out in our community, I wore my St. Peter's shirt. It's always a great conversation starter. On the back, if you don't have one, you should buy one. But on the back, it points us again to Christ. It says, choose for yourself this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. A proclamation of Joshua in the Old Testament. This house of God, St. Peter's Evangelical Lutheran Church of the Unaltered Augsburg Confession, serves the one true God. And I had a gentleman come up to me from behind, and he asked me about my shirt. We started to talk. And he showed me that he also confesses this, that he had on his own body this verse. And so it gave us the opportunity to discuss Christianity a little bit. So one of the first questions I asked him was, are you from Waterford? said, yes. And I followed it up with, do you have a church? And he said, yes. Had he said no, that conversation would have been a lot longer, and I would have gone into greater details as to why he needs to find a family. But because he does confess Christ, he does actively attend a Christian church, even if it's not ours, even if it's not Lutheran, we confess the same Jesus. I believe that as long as he holds on to that faith, I will see him for eternity in heaven. But there are so many other people out there that do not know Jesus, and they need you. They need you to be bold in your confession. They need you to proclaim Jesus Christ and him crucified. They need to see in you the joy and the hope that you have. Jesus desires all to be saved, and that is our desire as well. We follow Jesus. We take heart in his word, in his death for us and for all men, in his joy, in the sacraments that he bestows on us, that rich grace, week after week after week. We proclaim Jesus. Amen. The church sings, your name be hallowed, help us, Lord, in purity to keep your word, that to the glory of your name we walk before you free from blame. Let no false teaching us pervert, all poor deluded souls convert. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.